Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So, Mekuf Yudches, Dinei Achonos HaSeder. Sivvav. Yochin Ol Shovim Mevaod. Yom Rai. We talked about that thing in the, on the Google. That, the Matzos Nom Tvi Yechol, the Nom Tvi Yechol Atos, the smaller, right? We talked about that. You should do it as soon as you come home from shul. I think people are pretty good about that nowadays. When I was growing up, that was... Okay. I had a lot of issues with my father, Allah mashallah. One was washing on Purim, like half hour before Shkia, to start the Suda. And one was starting the Seder. Like, we'd come home, we'd start preparing for the Seder. And like, it drove me nuts. I said, when I grow up, it's going to be different. Now I can't stand on Sorotskin, they say Hallel. It drives me nuts. You always, you have to balance. It's a balance. On Sorotskin, what? I know, and I'm told they all say Hallel, but the guy drags it out. And I say, punk tonight of all nights, you're really supposed to rush home. And like now's not, on the other hand, it's Hallel and it's Betzibur and it's beautiful. I think we talked about it also, like that balance. What do you do the first night of Pesach? And especially people are makbun on chatzos, like you're really bumping up against chatzos, and it killed the once a year Seder experience. On the other hand, you don't want to zip through davening, it's like very, you have to find a balance. But on Sorotskin, the guy kvetches the first night, mamish kvetches, halil, drives me nuts. Like you want to leave, but you can't leave before Kaddish Shalem. But I don't make a bracha, Pesach night. I can't bring myself to make a bracha. What? Yeah. Okay. Abu Bisha B'chola Shona Tov L'mayit B'Kalim Noor. The truth is, the trick is to whittle down the Cheder, the Seder to its essence. And then there's L'chayra enough time. I finally learned to zip through Kaddish Urechatz, Karpos Yachatz, and like get to, and Holach Mo'anya and Manishtano. Like, I finally, it took me 35 years to learn to zip through it, and it shouldn't take more than 20 minutes to get to Avodah Mayinu and to start the Seder. That used to be like 2 hours, I'm not joking, you know. And then you start with grandchildren asking Manishtana. Like,
can't even get it.
That becomes like, and then the Seder itself, my father-in-law, mashallah, the entire year, a wonderful person, this, but it was like pilpulim. It was not CPC, the furthest thing from CPC as Mashiach that you could imagine. It was pilpulim, it was pilpulim. And they didn't hold the chatzois, and I had to do the Avnei Nezer, like that whole thing. Now I finally like worked it out to start immediately and to zip to Avodah Mayinu, and I'm the only one that, and I say the Haggadah out loud, and I say what I say, and everybody listens. Or now already I have married children, so I have little enclaves, like I let them have their own Seder. In other words, they sit with their families, it's family seating, and everybody gets their own Kaira and their own three matzahs. And they can really do the Seder the way they want to. I arrange the table that we come together for only Rabbi Gamliel Hayoimer. That's when everybody, after Dayenu, then Rabbi Gamliel Hayoimer, my father always, always like then like said Rabbi Shmuel Omer and explained it. And, you know, you try to go into it a little deeper. And that we do. But that's what I started doing now. Like, everybody sort of fears their own Seder. Because I figure, you know, they have a house. They have their own families. And they have their own Vihikadot Levincha. I'm not so sure if it would be Eiskalten for me to do what I did all the years and not allow my son, for example, to do the Seder with his son. I'm the grandfather. I don't know if that's right. So I do this. I give them all, and they sit, and they have their own Seder, really. But we're all at the same table, you know, trying to work it out. Works out pretty well, rather. Okay. So, Abel Bishop, B'chol HaShonot, Tov L'mad, B'Kelem Noam, Zechel L'Churban. Mikomo Kombalela Pesach Tovla Harvest Bekalem Nam Fikolcho. That means you get the fanciest paper plates that you could. No, so when I grew up, my father, Allah Shalom, like, he went crazy for paper plates. But now, I mean, in my experience, when you, like, even by a vort, or by, like, who doesn't have paper plates? Maybe there's still some people that bring out the china then, I guess, you know. Maybe of German extraction, like Moyekis. But no, but even like by Chosheva, like the Mechutanim are coming over to meet and you serve supper. So when I was like in my teens and 20s, like the idea of having paper then was absurd, was terrible. That's why my father couldn't stand it for Shabbos or Yom Tov, where the Sukkah he held, it was also to bring in paper plates, even though, you know, we had schlepped down from an apartment building to a communal sukkah, and I, you know, so finally we compromised. Everybody else ate on paper. My father, but it, he had a shayla, you know, because there's some shittos the sukkah becomes possible if you bring in pots. That's if you bring in pots. He used to be makbid. He, you know, you're dealing with 100 families, but if someone brought in a pot. There were years when he stopped eating. He wouldn't eat when there was a pot in the sukkah. But then paper. But then it became... Now they have paper. I don't know. Like 10 years ago, they started having paper. It looks like fancy silverware. Mamish. What? Plastic. That plastic, but it looks like... I can't tell the difference. I imagine... No, mamish looks nice. It's like really, really nice. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it anymore. When the mechutanim come over, like for the engagement party, like or a sheva brachas, like that's it. It's like, so then it's taka, nothing wrong. If that's what people use, okay. We're not talking about the state dinner in the White House.
But isn't Pesach like the people before the night?
It depends who's asking the shayla. If a woman would come to me and say, you know, I'm having a fight with my husband, I'm exhausted, I want to use fancy paper, and the husband points to the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzer and says this, so I think I would say that nowadays that people use that for sheva brachas, so you don't have to do more than the sheva brachas. I think I would say that, you know, if there would be such an argument, which there usually would be. What?
Pulling
too off
the topic, but
in
environment.
Not for now.
That's not for now. What was your point? That it should be more objectively nice because Echel Echeros.
Right. If you have the nice child, if you really have it, it's still nice in the place.
Yeah.
But if you have it,
Yeah, for sure. You mean here there's an imperative to go all out, and by a Sheva Brachos is not. Could be, you're right. What do they serve by weddings? They serve china? Yeah, but they're not really. They don't serve paper, though, that's for sure.
Wedding, the
chatan,
and it's plate, it leaves
a plate for me, it
doesn't
put out the
day
for
the
korban. So even on the wedding,
it's
a
day for the
korban. Yeah, but... So, Arabah, some people say... Nobody will say they don't. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we should make a model saver. Oh.